Nolte, Anti-Gay Hate Crime Exposed as Hoax in Democrat-Run San Diego. By John Nolte on June 23, 2023. A homosexual man who claimed to be the target of an anti-gay hate crime in San Diego was caught on video beating a pregnant woman, according to police. Why in the world would anyone live in a Democrat-run city? Andy Ngo, who is a real journalist, has been all over the story. Be sure to read his thread. Antifa, leftists and media have been spreading claims that a gay San Diego man was set on fire by homophobes, reports Ngo. Scott Rowan says he was called a faggot by two men before being set aflame in Hillcrest, San Diego's gay neighborhood. Set aflame. San Diego PD are investigating and have disclosed that CCTV footage captured Rowan beating a pregnant woman, bloodying her and causing injuries that required hospitalization, Ngo reveals. Rowan fled the scene. The footage shows it was she who set him on fire during the attack. Before the hoax was exposed, local news, who have responsibly updated the story, reported the story this way. A man is detailing a walk-turned nightmare that ended with him being targeted with gay slurs before being set on fire, reported KGTV. A week later, moving around remains difficult for Rowan, ever since an evening walk turned into something from a horror movie. Here's how the fake hate crime was described. Last Monday night, Rowan says stopped by the loft on Fifth Avenue and inquired about a job. He left past 8 p.m. and headed south, towards his downtown apartment, intending to call an Uber. His memory is hazy, but somewhere within a few blocks, he heard what sounded like two people yelling gay slurs. Started hearing F this, F that. The word came up quite a bit, said Rowan. Rowan went on to describe a horrible attack at the hands of two men in their 20s or 30s. Rowan said, a liquid was thrown at him, with the consistency of water, and he went up in flames like coals on a barbecue. Except, it was a lie. Of course, it was a lie. In the most tolerant country in the world, these things almost always turn out to be hoaxes. Per the authorities and the video, get ready to cheer at what really appears to have happened. Investigators found security footage that shows the initial physical assault by the man on the pregnant woman and the subsequent use of fire as a weapon by the pregnant woman on the man, reports the San Diego Tribune. The woman was taken to a hospital with multiple injuries. The man was also taken to the hospital. And the man is the same man who claimed he was the victim of a hate crime at the hands of two other men. Yep, one Scott Rowan. So, if the report is true, Rowan beat up on a pregnant woman. And, like some kind of superhero, the woman used fire as an equalizer. How awesome is that? Now we have no idea what happened. These two might know each other. Maybe she started the confrontation verbally. But under no circumstance is it okay for a 39-year-old man to lay hands on a pregnant woman or any woman. They weren't locked in a phone booth. They were on the street. No matter what happens, the man needs to walk away. But I have to say that the fact that this liar lied about being the victim of a hate crime says a lot about his character. Someone willing to pour gasoline on that match is human garbage, no matter what. Maybe he tried to mug her? I'm so glad I live in my MAGA utopia. All kinds of people from all walks of life live out here, and everyone gets along just fine. Almost all of the intolerance, hate, prejudice, violence, bigotry, and awfulness happens where Democrats have had a monopoly in power for decades. Enjoy your filth and hate, Democrats. P.S. If Rowan wants to get out of this, I'd suggest he start identifying as a woman. Then he can do whatever he wants.